Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to the first ever AMSOIL Championship Snowcross Podcast. My name is Chris Hockey. I'm going to be bringing you this, we think, every Monday after a race weekend to get you caught up on what happened the weekend prior, where that sets the points, and to get you interviews with some of the biggest names in Snowcross. Excited to be trying this with you and hoping you enjoy what we bring you. This week's guest will be the great Levi Lavalle. Very excited to talk to him about what happened with Team Lavalle this weekend and about the weekend in general as we just finished our first and second races of the season at Spirit Mountain in Duluth. Great weekend of racing. And the Dominator as well, which was pretty cool. We go to Fargo, December 11th and 12th, but before we get to that and before we get to the Levi Lavalle interview, let me tell you what did happen this weekend. Tim Tremblay came from the back row, was the wild card racer, got around Kyle Poline and Ross the Boss Martin before the top of the first hill and won $10,000. For the third time in a row, Tim Tremblay won the AMSOIL Dominator. The rest of the weekend didn't quite go the way he'd liked, but at least that $10,000 check was good to have to start this season. Tucker Hibbert is your points leader coming out of Duluth in the AMSOIL Pro Open class. 1 point lead over Cody Cam. That worked out well because Cody won on Sunday. Tucker won on Saturday. The new inverted starting rule was interesting. We'll talk in an interview again with Levi Lavalle in a minute about that, so I don't want to belabor the point, but made things very interesting this first weekend. I think it'll continue to make things interesting the rest of the year as well. So goes Tucker Hibbert, Cody Cam. Just 1 point separates those two. Kyle Poline had a great weekend. He is third in points right now. David Jonas with a spectacular weekend for that young man. Fourth in the points. And Adam Renheim rounding out the top five in AMSOIL Pro Open points right now. After the first weekend of Pro Light, Montana Jess is your points leader. Zach Mason, another Lavalle Racing contender, 3 points behind him in second in Pro Light. Then Travis Muller, you got Martin Mulland and Kevin Wallenstein rounding out the top five. Lots of great storylines from the weekend. We talk about all of them with our special guests, so let's run that interview now. Levi Lavalle, you are the very first guest on the Snowcross podcast. How do you feel about that?
Oh, it is a true honor, and you know, I'm speechless, to be honest.
Well, you know, let's get you talking then. I need you to be speechful on the podcast. That's kind of what it's all about. So let's talk first about the weekend you guys had up in Duluth. And obviously some things went well, some things didn't go as well as you'd hope, but a big win, at least in Pro Light on Sunday. You had to feel pretty good about the weekend overall.
Yeah, overall the weekend went well. Unfortunately, I've had weekends at Duluth where they've gone terrible. You know, I've blown my knee out in the first heat race before. So anytime you make it through Duluth in one piece, it's a good weekend. But you know, to have Kyle go out there and get second in the first Pro Open final, and then Zach get his first ever career Pro Light win, you know, that was a pretty special moment. So overall, the weekend went phenomenal for us.
I want to talk about the weekend specifically for Lavalle Racing, but I want to just look at it from the overall perspective. Talk to me about the racers feeling about the Dominator. Is this something that you guys enjoy as racers competing in?
You know, the Dominator, it's crazy out there. You know, some of the guys are a little bit hesitant with it, but I think it's actually a pretty cool concept. And it really brings a lot of excitement because it's something we don't get to see only at Duluth. The only time we get to see it is at Duluth, and you get to see those guys head to head in that like high intensity, just battling. And it's funny because these guys are all amazing athletes, and they'll run 2.5 laps and they'll be winded because they are putting forth so much effort to try to go fast on those 2 laps. So it's like, it's neat to see that side of it and really see how fast these guys are one-on-one, just all-out sprint.
Yeah, and a good way to work your way into the season. At least, you know, I'll say this from an announcer's perspective. It's always good to have that first night to get the first night jitters out of the way. It's probably the same for the racers as well.
Absolutely. You know, it gets all the bugs kind of worked out. The guys can get out there, and, you know, everyone's really nervous because they've been training and riding and practicing, and they've done all these different things to try to better themselves going into the new season. And that's kind of the first time to kind of go, okay, did it work? And, you know, how am I feeling on the sled? How am I competing against these guys? And it kind of gets the bugs out. So then when the first day of like the series starts, then you can kind of go, okay, I'm feeling a little bit better with what I did and how things are working out. So I think it's a great thing for the riders to get out there and have that chance to get on the track.
I don't know if as a team owner, you guys have the technology or even think about doing it, but do you guys watch film of the races or anything of that nature? Or do you just sit down and talk about what happened? And the reason I ask is because I would like you to describe to me how exactly Tim Tremblay came from the back row and by the top of the hill was leading the Dominator final.
Oh, it was amazing what Tim did. You know, one of the things, it was Kyle Pullian and Ross Martin were in the lead row, and then Tim was in the back. And what happened was right off the start, Kyle jumped a little bit ahead of Ross. So, you know, instantly he's like, the thing you want to do is kind of block out that other guy. So he started leaning on Ross to try to pinch him off so he'd have to let off. Well, while he was messing around trying to take care of Ross, Tim, he left the door wide open for Tim, and Tim just came into that whoop section wide open. And, you know, it was an amazing, amazing rip through that whoop section. I mean, he looked like a dirt bike just wheeling through them bumps. And he had so much momentum going up to the huge step up that he just jumped his way right into the lead. And you know, Kyle afterwards, he's like, yeah, I mean, I was trying to make sure that I got ahead of Ross, and I didn't even think anything about Tim in the back there. And you know, it bit me pretty good, he said.
Yeah, $10,000 to Tim Tremblay on Friday night. Then you guys go to Saturday, and Kyle Pullian gets a great start in the final and led for 9 laps before, of course, Tucker found a way to get around him. But all that said and done, you got to feel pretty good about the race that he had on Saturday night and the fact that he was able to, first of all, get such a great start and get out front.
He had a great race, you know, had a good, really good hole shot and was able to just have consistent laps, you know, and we're really trying to work on some of the different things with him to try to get him more consistent, get him a little bit faster. And, you know, I think he's on his way. You know, there's a lot of work to do ahead of us, but it was great to see that he's, you know, he's got a good pace and he's able to ride consistent laps. And you know, Tucker, obviously we all know how fast he is, and it's going to be a tough battle to get him off that top spot. But, you know, we're going to do everything we can. And I think, you know, Kyle he's motivated to try to get to that top spot. So we'll see how things turn out by the end of the season.
So much was made this weekend of the new Polaris front end. I admittedly, I'm a fan because I sit and watch the races. When it comes to the technical side of it, you know as well as anybody, Levi, that's not my strong suit. Tell me about what the difference was with the new Polaris front end this weekend, and did it work out well for you guys?
The new Axis body panels and whatnot on the race sleds were awesome. You know, the thing, it works so much better for the riders to just kind of move around the sled. It's so much easier to get around the sled. You're able to kind of really throw the sled around because it's so much smaller and so much more nimble feeling that the guys are able to kind of put the sled where they are and move their body around the sled to make moves as far as in the turns or on the bumps or whatever. So, I mean, I think the new Polaris sled worked out awesome. And all of the riders, you know, they're all talking big things about it. You know, they really, really like how it works out on the track. And I tell you what, I just think it looks awesome on top of all that.
What did you think, not only as a team owner, but just as a snowcross guy himself, about the new inverted starting order when it comes to basically how they're starting the front row? If you are the 10th qualifier, you get the first pick. If you're the first qualifier, you get the 10th pick on the front row. What do you think of that?
To be honest, I'm not a big fan of it. You know, I think it's I think we saw it a little bit this last weekend where the guys that are fast, they're looking at it like, hey, you know, at the end of the day, we want to try to get podiums. We want to try to get wins. And if you're, you know, by having a 10th gate pick, it's going to make it harder to do that. So, I mean, we saw it with Tucker Hibbert, for instance. You know, Tucker's went, I commented this weekend, I said, I think that's the first time I've ever watched Tucker get a fourth place in qualifying. And, you know, and thinking about it, like he won his first one and he ended up getting fourth on the second one. So I think that's going to happen. I think you're going to see that a lot with this new inverted staging thing or qualifying, because the guys are looking at it and, you know, yes, there are more points. But at the end of the day, these guys want to get race wins. They want to get up on the podium. So I think what you're going to see is the guys are going to try to have a really strong first heat race to kind of like lock in, like, yep, I'm in, you know, I've got a one. So now if I can get anything from first, you know, I can get third, fourth, fifth, and that'll get me into the final and I'll qualify, you know, say 6 through 10. with that, and then I'll get a 1-4 gate pick. So that's what kind of I'm not sure that we're going to see as much hard racing from the fast guys in the second heat race is what I think.
Interesting. I guess we'll see as the season goes along. Levi, we talked a little bit in your trailer, back to Kyle Pleen for one more second, about the fact that, again, you're not in the booth with us this weekend and you're not going to be this season. And you said part of the reason for that was that you really wanted to concentrate on your role as a team owner and to guide Kyle Pleen, hopefully past Tucker Hibbert, to be the next champion. In your opinion, what does Kyle Pleen need to do to make that move? And for that matter, what does everybody need to do to unseat Tucker Hibbert?
I mean, Tucker, he's amazing at what he's been able to accomplish and what he does. You know, he just has really been able to break down every aspect of snowcross and of racing in general and just break them all into small pieces and just make every single element of it better. And that's where, you know, with Kyle, I've been working with him a little bit in the last few years, and we were able to get, get some forward movement on that. And then, you know, it's kind of like we kind of got to a standstill where he was just kind of stopped progressing. And now it's like we have all these ideas and all these things that we want to work on. And that's what the goal is for this year, is to try to slowly get him faster and faster. And I think, you know, if we can follow that plan and follow that program, I think we're going to be able to get closer and closer. You know, it's going to be a tall order to try to knock Tucker off that top step, but you know, we have to keep trying because you know, Tucker, he's you know, it's hard to say how long he's going to be a racing for, hopefully for many more years, but you know, we want to try to give him an honest goal. You know, before he retires from snowmobiling.
So yeah, exactly.
We'll see if we're able to achieve it.
You want to beat him at the top of his game, not when he's on later in his career. I completely get that. Talking about early in their career, though, Zach Mason, somebody that I've, you know, for the years that I've been involved in snowcross, now you've seen him begin to ascend. You brought him to your team this year, and obviously he got his first win, I should say, on Sunday in Duluth. What was it about this kid that you said, I want him on my team?
I instantly said I want to have Zach on the team, just because a couple different things that really hit home with me is, like, obviously his size. You know, he is like almost identical size to me, and you know, we're short guys, and it doesn't aid in turning a snowmobile at all or throwing the sled around being small. And there was a lot of things that I had to overcome in my racing career to figure out how to go faster on the turns, how to go through the bumps, how to do these different things. And I could just see, like, from watching Zach, that there is a lot of things that, you know, he's struggling with the same hurdles that I had. And it's like, hey, I can help you with that. I've been down that road. So that was like one of the things right away that I saw. And I'm like, hey, we can get that guy going. But the other thing is, I could just see that guy has, you know, he's got a lot of heart. He wants to succeed at this, and he really gives it his all. And that's where I kind of like looked at it and said, you know, if he's willing to learn, if he's willing to work hard, we can get him up to the front. And, you know, this weekend went really well, but you know, like I've said, there's a lot of room for improvement there. And, you know, we're going to just keep plugging away at it, and hopefully we can get him faster and faster throughout the season.
Lavalle Racing right now, third in the points in Pro Open. Kyle Pleen, 81, 9 points behind Tucker Hibbert after two events. And Zach Mason, 3 points behind Montana Jess in Pro Light. So sitting pretty good after 1 week in racing, and next we go to Fargo, the second weekend of December. Real quick, though, you guys got something big coming up with Red Bull out at ERX. Tell me about that and how people can get involved.
We're super excited about Red Bull Snow Boundaries. It's going to be an event at ERX, and it's basically a combination of all of the different snowmobile disciplines, different kinds of riding. You know, there's going to be some cross country stuff. There's going to be some hill climb stuff. There's going to be bumps, whoops, a little bit of ice. I mean, they're going to have all these different elements. And, you know, the cool aspect of it is like what snowmobile is going to be the preferred sled? What is going to be the preferred, you know, rider? I mean, thinking about, like, is it going to be a hill climb guy, cross country guy, snowcross guy? What is it going to take to be able to make it through this crazy course at the ERX Motor Park? And, you know, that's what's really cool about it, is it's something that hasn't been done before. And the even better part about it is anybody can go there and race, you know, so it's open to the public. You know, they have a ditch banger class, they have like the pro class, so they have all these different classes, so everyone can go in and go out there and just, you know, if you want to just go out there and experience the course and experience all these amazing things out there, you know, by all means, you can. You don't have to worry about racing or any of that. Or, you know, if you want to go out there and you want to try it, you think you got a chance at winning, you can go out there and do that. So I think it's going to be a really neat thing, and they have tons of different prizes and giveaways. So it's going to be a great event, and that's going to be later on in the winter and in the end of February. And I'd be honest, I can't wait to get out there and give it a try.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. And again, for more information, levilavalle.com, I would guess, is where they can get lots of information.
Yeah, you can go and you can get on any of our sites, teamlavalle.com. You can go on any of our social media ones, Levi Valley fan page on Facebook, Levi_LaValle on Twitter and Instagram. And then there's also Red Bull Snow Boundaries. You can go and check, just look up Red Bull Snow Boundaries, and you'll be able to find all the information and the rule books and any of the other things that you're looking for. But yeah, it's going to be a really cool event. And, you know, I hope that tons of people come out, because it's going to be a great, great time.
Fantastic. As always, dude, thank you for your time. It's good to see you this weekend. Take care of that baby girl and that entire family. And I'll see you in Fargo. But regardless, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Congratulations on a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you. And you have a good one as well, bud.
So there you have it. Levi LaValle on the first ever Snow Cross podcast. My first ever guest. Again, my name is Chris Hockey. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll do this after every race. We'll do it on a Monday or the Tuesday after each race throughout the season to get you caught up and to talk to some of the biggest names in our sport, because again, I'll say it again, our sport deserves it. What great athletes, what great sponsors, and what great fans we have. Check out all the information about this entire tour on snowcross.com. You can follow us on Twitter, on Facebook. In fact, you can follow me on Twitter as well, if you don't mind, at Seahawk1003. That's C-H-A-W-K and then 1003. Come out and see my band anytime, chrishockey.com. And, of course, check out Snowcross as we go next to Fargo, North Dakota, December 11th and 12th. The Makita Snowcross National, brought to you by Makita and Country Cat there in Fargo. Then we go to Shakopee, January 8th and 9th. Deadwood, January 22nd and 23rd. And the rest of the season on from there. We've got 8 great stops and lots of events and lots of opportunity for you to see the best show on the snow. That's AMSOIL Championship Snowcross powered by Ram. We will talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thank you for tuning in.